Okay, two more of Humus Melicha, and then we start with Tfilas Kelim. Much more Negeya. Chav Zayin. Yeah, Simin Lamed Vav, Chav Zayin. Basa Shoshua Gimel Meyes Leis. Basa that sat for 3 24-hour periods. Also, Lebishol Elen King Nishrib in town, unless you soak it with water in between. This comes up because let's say you're going from the Shvita in, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of America, and they don't do the salting there. So you have to get that meat to a salting within 72 hours. If 72 hours passes too late, then and if it comes straight, the only way around it is to wash the meat. If you wash the meat, then that restarts for 72 hours.
Washer and
No, no. Once you hit 72 hours without any washers, the game's over. Yes, correct. So, yeah. So, the minute used by birds is after you remove all the feathers, so then you burn it in fire to leave what's left over. You have to make sure that you don't burn them only with straw or grain, right? Don't make a large fire either. And you shake them this way and that way, so they don't get heated up.
Okay.
Now, this is all because you're removing the feathers before the salt. So you're removing the feathers before the salt. So then you don't want to burn, you don't want to cook it up too much, because then you're going to be cooking with blood. Okay. Sin Min Lamed Zayin Tfilas Kelim Lavo Yud Gimel Seifim. Well, there's 13 seifim in that. So right there is a loaded sentence. We're taking kelim that are shayach to a suda, right, from Ma'akim. So we're going to see later what exactly that means. But it's only clay suda. If they're brand new, and is they're made out of metal or glass, also ben shim tashlis, you can't use it at all. Even in cold, you have to toivel it in a stream. It has to be a mikvah that's kosher for a nida to go into. In order that they go up in the tomb of a guy to the kedusha of Yisrael. Could very well be that a men's mikvah is not kosher to Tfilas Kelim. It will not be good. Yeah, correct. Enough. Yeah. It's an important thing to note. Yeah, so then there's a what? I do not make a bracha on Tfilas Kelim. What? From the Moshe.
You only make a bracha on food.
I only make a bracha on food. That is true. Now, the reason is because there's a shaila. One of the reasons is a shaila that if a yid made the kelim and then sold it to a guy, is that called that it gets downgraded? That's the shaila.
If you for sure that a guy made it.
In theory, if you knew 100% that the guy made it, then.
So you're saying it's better not to make a bracha?
No, the meaning of the belt is to make a bracha. Rav Moshe Feinstein, for whatever reason, was very machna that you don't make brachas on Tfilas Kelim. And then I heard also from Rav Herschel Schechter that he had said that now that corporations they're not owned by anybody, a corporation, LLCs and all that stuff. From Omela, they're not owned by anybody. So then is that called even being owned by a guy? So because of all these stakes, so Ramela, you don't make a bracha. Okay. Whatever. The belt makes brachas. There's also nowadays a lot of materials are as shyly whether they require tefillah. So that's another reason Like aluminum, Rav Moshe says not to make a bracha on.
Yet the Olam still makes brachas.
The Olam still makes brachas, yes. The George Foreman, no bracha on George Foreman. That's a problem.
Only if you eat him.
That's right. But they do make brachas on the food that's made in the kelim. Okay, Bayes, Kimach are kelim, so you can see the that. I did answer. Why shouldn't you tie the words?
Since I did that,
it's everything. The brachas, you're still tithing. We're talking about suffering brachas. That's all. Naftali's looking to get out of Talmud and George Foreman and Petty Crockett.
I'm sorry if I had any part of the confusion.
Days given shakel and tukim tefila dafel and makom shakoshel and tefilas nashim. Since it has to be tithing in a place that it's tithing for nashim, lofein tefilin mizar shalei la tefila benaris. You have to be careful not to tithing in rivers, b'shashen gedaylas mikshamim l'sharas shlagim. At a time that they're very high, meaning the water runs high, the anything like a high tide from the rain, but not tide though, it's from the rain and the melted snow, because that's not the real water. You have to tell it in the middle. Is that Shliach Moed Kodem Pesach? That's before Pesach when the mountains are melting. Shanaris Gedolos to tell them Sham Kalin that the rivers are swelling, and you tell them Kalin Vein and Nachan. It's not proper. Wood does not need tefillah. And if it does have, if it has on it, it's a common, well, now it's not so common with wood, but it's common with plastic. But if they have these metal hooks, or not hooks, whatever, hoops, tefillah need tefillah without a brach. Earthenware doesn't need tefillah. But if it's lined on the inside with lead, the color glazed, it's glazed. So you can tefillah with like bracha, needs a tefillah without a bracha. The faint clay porcelain also needs tefillah without a bracha. Right? Now, the hack is China. The shayla, should you title China or not? It's a common question. Seems like the minig is not to title China, but the newer paiskim, when people ask me, I tell them to title without a bracha. Parts. I think in the old days they did not title China. Oh, China's earthenware with that's glazed. So the Tofer Kitzchavanar says you need tefillah. But what they say is the glaze that he was talking about in the Kitzchavanar days were very thick. The glaze that we have now, I think in Rabbi Forst Sefer on Kashrus, I think he said he spoke to people and it's 1/500th of an inch. That makes sense. 1/500th of an inch thick. Maybe 1/50th?
That's pretty thin.
That's very thin. So Mimela, since that's so thin, so then they say that you don't, that for sure doesn't need tefillah. It's not called. If it needs thick, you would, but without a bracha. All right? Yeah. It says saying you're porcelain. Fine. Let's say it's an old kli because the guy, meaning you're buying used kalim from the guy, and you're going to need to do, you need to kasher them. You need to be masher it first and then toivel it. Hey, if you borrow or rent a kli from a guy, you don't need tefillah. This is one of these real interesting dinim. Why do you have to tovel a kli that you buy from a guy? Because it's going from the tuma to the tara of a yid. So you would think that if you had to borrow it from a guy, where it's still in its tuma, you shouldn't be able to use it. But yet, that you're allowed to do. Right? It doesn't need tefillah. Right? Because it wasn't yet upgraded to a more Torah, because it still belongs to the guy. Then sell the stuff of Kalim with Chayim and Yisrael, and if you borrow or rent Kalim from a Yid, Tzvichon Tzvila V'loi Bracha, then you need to do Tzvila without a Bracha. Meaning, it's not his Kalim. And then the Chenveni has to go tell other people that, by the way, these Kalim that are used because another Yid bought them from me, rented them from me, and titled them already. So then the second guy should know about it, so they shouldn't tell with the bracha. All right? But why? So then, why does he have to title it at all? Because it really wasn't. Because it wasn't the first guy's. He was just renting it. Right. Fine. Bobby, so
things electric or even dollars, mainly electric stuff. And I sell it to the guy for a dollar. Is it a lechatchila?
It's not a lechatchila to sell things to a guy and borrow it back. So if an auto brings, I think he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it at the last sefer bring. We'll discuss it. Matzav Shabbos with Moshe. But you saw a machzik huta sha'isik sham place hukus. If a guy has a factory and he makes glass, but pilem him ainam yudim, and the workers are not yudim. Like we said, then the kalim, meaning it's owned by a yid, but the goyim are making the kalim. So the shaila is a goy, is it this shaila? It's called umar kaina b'shvach kli. Right, it's a worker kaina with the shvach of his kli. Right. So mamela. That's. And then he buys it, he owns it, and now it's owned by a guy. So again, on this also, the Rashi says it doesn't apply nowadays. Nowadays, everything is done by machines. Everything is done by a machine. So there's no Uman is not being kind. He's not working with it with his hands. Zayin, he saw Shanasa Kesef, Sharmini Makras Luman Atom Shiasa Likli. A yid gives kesef or other types of metal to a guy. They should make him kli, or she's talking like kli, so you're not him, loya machzik revius, or he's holding onto a kli that had a hole in it, and it didn't hold the revius, and then he fixed it. So the gamkin sila b'lai bracha also needs sila b'lai bracha because he is fixing it up. But, fine. Yes, ain't
tzara tfila. Is that my coffee machine thing?
Is that you? No, why?
Because I'm fixing it up. Blah, blah,
you're
blah,
not.
Blah,
he was just talking about where your kli went bad, and you gave it to a guy to fix it.
Oh, but yeah. Okay,
it's fine. Yes, ain't sort of tila ela kli she mishdam shem by lemaichel shu roy loch and yad b'li shum tikun acha. You don't need tila only with a kli that's used for food that you can eat it immediately without any sort of tikun. This comes up a lot. Cookie cutters, that was a very popular Shiloh of the Hanukkah. Is a cookie cutter need tefillah, right? Or anything that needs another step, let's say a coffee grinder, right? Rolling pin, those are the major ones. Meaning that's used for food, but the food needs another process done to it in order to become edible. An opener doesn't touch food, that's not a Shiloh, yeah.
So cookie cutters are okay. You don't have to
tell them. Sure. No, it's according to the kitzvah from Shulchan Aruch. Cookie cutters are okay. They don't need tefillah. But the barzilim should be sakin vayis amatzis. But the metal, what do you call those things? The barzil metal utensils they use in baking matzahs. The shechaytim vayis aisa, and they cut the dough. The machat shechaytim vay mulyusa. And needles that you stuff, birds, wrong holiday, close. If the Yitzhak and similar, ain't a tzrikin tefillah, they also don't need tefillah. Right? Because there's another step to the food preparation. Avasakin shel shchita, but a shchita knife, asakin shel mashchitim boy, and the knife that you cut up the animal with, kimen she'eshel l'shtamash v'sakin zel ha'maychel shenigma, since you're allowed to use this knife for a maychel shenigma, between tassim, in these metal things, if you put matzahs on it, tzrichin tefillah b'lo bracha, needs tefillah without a bracha. Right? Because those are the end stage. Udrifas, shemamidim, elavas akadera, in a tripod, that you put the pot on it, kingin shena maifa b'atzim agela, since the food doesn't touch it, ain't sort of tefillah, right? So a grate in an oven does not need tefillah. Most times you don't put food directly on it, though some people bake challah there. But a spit that has metal that you roast meat, that needs tefillah b'bracha because the food goes right on it. Yesham dechlis chukos gedolos flash butin, large glass utensils, she'ain sosh to mesefa. You don't drink from it. Rak shemachzikin v'enes ha-mashkoiz, it holds the mashkoiz. Larech me'en v'soich ha-koizos. From there, you pour into the koizos. That's, they're saying, lo'y chashivi klesidu v'ein tzvich ha-tefillah. Some say it doesn't. You don't need tefillah. The Yeshayahu and the Tzvichlin tefillah. Some say it does need tefillah. This would be like, I would say, the Slurpee machines. Right, Slurpee. A lot of people got that over the holidays too. Slurpee machines, maybe even a popcorn machine, because you need to take it from there and put it into something else, right? The Yeshayahu tefillah b'lo bracha. So, like, it's all machleksin. Do the tefillah, and do it without a bracha. That is a fascinating tshuva from Moshe Feinstein here that Paiskin don't like, and it comes up a lot. If you buy schnapps glasses, not schnapps glasses, a bottle of schnapps, and then you want to refill it, or a coffee glass coffee cup, and you want to refill it, do you need tefillah now?
My pickle jar.
What?
The pickle jar.
Pickle jar, right, the pickle jar. Or in your days and from the old days, it's right, the cans of the coffee to put, you refill it with the borscht, like the borscht, right? So why don't you have to empty the coffee initially and then title the kli? So the reason is because that's not a kli achila. It's a kli to transport the coffee to you. Nobody ever meant it to be a kli. But now that you decide to reuse it, so now you're making it into a kli. So the Maisha says, right, who's making it into the kli? The yid. So Mamela doesn't need cheese. So
why is Paisim not like this?
What?
You're not making it?
Because the Maisha,
but they made it disposable.
The same thing. The same. They want to extend it to the 9x13 pans that you reuse. Do you have to title them?
I'm spread.
So they want to say the same thing. They're meant to be temporary. You decide that you're using it a few times because you're a cheap guy. So you're the one making it into a permanent thing, and you don't need it. Okay. Fine. Test. Rechaim shall pilpulim. Right, grinder, a pepper grinder, tzar tefillah b'shem hamatres. It needs tefillah because of the metal. Aval atachtich and the kavalas atavlim, but the bottom part that's where the spices fall into. Even you shall eat, ain't tzar tefillah, since it's made out of wood, doesn't need tefillah. But Rechaim shall kave, right, and the coffee grinders, the yeshu tov v'loy bracha, that you should be titled without a bracha. Right? Now, why? Isn't it? It's unfinished. Unfinished, but coffee grind. Now you got to go make the coffee. But sometimes they use the coffee grinder for ready-made food. Where, what, how? I don't know. Anyways, okay, fine. We will stop over there. Let's take tests. Including tests. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night. And I good Shabbos. I did test. Yeah, good Shabbos. Sure. And
thank you.
Serious
thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Shabbat Shalom and Aliyah.
Do we have Shira on Shabbat? Rabbi Sainz?